Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones.
So right now I want to introduce to you, church, a man that I've gotten to know over the past few months. When he showed up on Friday, it was like we were already buddies, you know, like we met before, you know, we'd already had that bond, you know, before we even met face to face. So it's my great privilege to introduce you, Quinn Decker.
Now can you, yeah. I'm excited to be here. I'm like super excited to be here. If you know God is good, say amen.
Amen.
If you know God is good to you, say amen.
Amen.
If there's been some people that got on your nerve this week and you had to rely on the Holy Spirit, say amen.
Amen.
Something like amen, right? Man, I'm loving Des Moines. There is no place like this place, near this place. So when you're in this place, you are in this place, right? Amen, right? So I want to tell you something about me real quick. I went to school in Denver, Colorado, a preaching school out there, and I came home to from Oklahoma. I went to Oklahoma, traveled back to Oklahoma for the summertime to see my family. And it gets hot in Oklahoma. It gets super hot and super humid. So I like traveling at night whenever I go back, when I was, you know, back home. It's about time for me to go back to Denver at the time. It's summertime. I was ready to get back to Denver, Colorado. No humidity. It wasn't, you know, when you take a shower in like Oklahoma and the humidity, you take a shower, you get out of the shower, and you're like dripping, sweating, and it's like, ugh. So I was ready to get back to Colorado so quick. And it's easy to get from Oklahoma City to Denver, Colorado. It's simple. You take I-35, simple. I-35, you go north about 3-4 hours, you hit Salina, Kansas, you get on I-70, head out west, and it literally takes you right into, like you can't, it's just a straight way straight to Denver, right into, takes you right into Denver. And I was ready to go. I like traveling at night because it's cooler, less traffic, and it's just nice, you know what I mean? And I was ready, I was ready to get back to Colorado out of that summer heat. I was ready to get to see back home, no humidity. I had the music blaring. I was going, I was good. My intentions, my hopes, and my dreams were set on being back in Colorado. I was ready to be there in Denver. And I get to Salina, Kansas, and if you know, they have like toll roads. And it's like, it can get kind of confusing there. And I get confused with the toll roads, and I take eastbound and didn't know it. So I'm driving, man, music's going, intentions. It's like I'm ready to be in Colorado. Music's going, boom, we're going, we're going. And then I start seeing signs for Kansas City, and I'm like, this isn't normal. And I'm thinking, oh boy. I'm a college dude, so I'm broke, have no money, I have like limited funds. I'm thinking, oh man, I'm not getting back to Colorado. So in order to get back to Colorado, what do I got to do? I got to turn back around to get to Colorado. Because I was never getting to Colorado. Why? Because I was moving in the wrong direction. So I say all that to say this. Direction determines destination. Not your hopes. Not your dreams, not your intentions, not your emotions. Direction determines destination. Direction determines destination. If we are in Des Moines, didn't say Idaho, we are in Des Moines. If we wanted to go to Rockies, if we wanted to go see the Rocky Mountains, we hop on I-80, we got our boots. We want to go snowboarding. We got our boards. We got, what else we got? We got our goggles, our helmets. Some of you guys need sunscreen. We get it going, right? We're ready to go. You got your puffer vest. You got your snow pants. We're ready to go to Colorado Rockies. We jump on I-80 and head east. Are we ever getting there? We're not getting on I-80 going east, ever getting to Colorado. Why? Because direction determines destination. Not your hopes, not your dreams, not your intentions. It's your direction that determines your destination. And you guys are looking at me like, "Cute, duh, we get it. If we're going to go this way, you got to turn around." And geographically, we get that. But then something happens spiritually, and there's like a disconnect at times. You know what I mean? Like our intentions, our hopes, our emotions get in the way, and there's a disconnect there at times. And it's like, well, we get it, Q, we get it. But this, and I call this the path principle. This principle applies to our finances, our health, in our professions. I mean, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be a healthy individual, you can't eat Snickers and fried foods and you can't eat out everything, right? Right, you know what I mean? It's easy, right? Because direction determines destination. The path, the choices we make determine the path that we take. And in Proverbs chapter 7 illustrates this principle so beautifully. This direction determining this destination. If you would, be kind, please turn to Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. And in Proverbs, this is Solomon speaking. And Solomon is speaking to his sons. Solomon is speaking to his sons, and he's letting them know. He's like, there's two paths you can take that's going to lead to a destination. There's two paths. You can either take Lady Wisdom and have rewards, or you can take folly and have to suffer consequences. But there are ultimately only two paths that you can take. Lady Wisdom or Lady Folly. One you have rewards, one would you have consequences. And he jumps into this in Proverbs chapter 7, and we're starting verse 6. He says, "For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive, and discerned among the youth, a young man who was lacking sense." And this man lacking, this phrase lacking sense isn't, he's not an idiot, he's not dumb, he's not just a stupid individual. I'm not gonna say that. Individual, he's not just dumb or he's this idiot guy, but he's just lacking that time and that experience. There's people in here that have way more experience than I have, and I'm naive in some regard because I don't have that time, that experience, that understanding that you gain with that time and that experience. Verse 8 says, and he sees this young man lacking sense. He's, verse 8, passing through the streets near her corner, and he takes the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, in the darkness. We already see where this is going, right? You can already see where this is going. And this young man, he's looking at the situation like, this is going to be a great night. I'm going to go out and see this lady. It's going to be a great night. This is going to be just this event. And you can hear in the background his music playing like, party like a rock star. He's just going. He's ready to go. It's going to be a great event, great night. And then you see Solomon, and he says, no. You hear the Joss theme music, that da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, oh, boy. Because he knows this is a path, and it's leading to a destination. Because direction determines destination. Verse 10, he says, and behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot and cunning of heart. She's boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. He doesn't agree with me? He doesn't agree with that. He doesn't agree. She's now in the streets, and now lurks in the squares, and lurks on every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him. And with a brazen face, she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings, and today I have paid my vows. And this is really interesting. And then verse 15 says, therefore I have come out to meet you. I've come to seek your presence earnestly, and guess what? I have found you. And verse 14 and 15 is really interesting because she says in verse 14, I was due to offer peace offerings. And this is Old Testament, so they're still offering up sacrifices. And if you go back to Leviticus, I usually don't like jumping back and forth, but if you go to Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11, it says, now this is the law of the sacrifice of a peace offering which shall be presented to the Lord. And then you jump to verse 16 in Leviticus chapter 15. He says, now as for the flesh of the peace offerings, now as for the flesh of the sacrifice of the thanksgiving peace offerings, it shall be eaten on the day of his offering, and he shall not leave any of it until morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering is a free will offering, it shall be eaten on that day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day what is left, it may be eaten. So back to Proverbs chapter 7 now. So basically, she's offering a sacrifice, and she has this flesh part where she's offering a sacrifice, and so she offers the flesh part, bam, and they have like that meat that's left over that she gets to eat, part of the sacrifice. So she's at home, and she has meat, she has dinner at the house, and that's what she's saying. She said, I'm not the average harlot, I'm not your average prostitute. I don't need anything from you, young man. Because, you know, in a male-dominated society, this woman would have needed ways to provide for herself. But she's saying, listen, I don't need anything from you. I was due for peace offerings, and today I paid my vows. So I have meat at the house. We can have dinner. And you see, she has this facade of religion up there. You know how, you know, she has this facade of religion. I'm religious. I went to the temple today. I paid my vows. You know, I emptied my bucket of sin. I got some meat at the house. Let's have dinner. I'm ready to fill my sin bucket up with you again. I come out here to meet you. And she says, listen, I have everything I need. I don't need anything from you, young man. I just need your time and your presence. That's all I need. Verse 14, I was due to make peace offerings. Today I paid my vows. Therefore, I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence. Earnestly, I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. Wealth. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh and aloe and cinnamon. Some of the commodities there. She has it all. She doesn't need anything from this man. Just his time and his presence. Verse 18. Come, let us drink our fill of love until the morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey and has taken a bag of money with him. He's going to be doing business, and at the full moon he will come home. So this young man, I can see him in his head. What if your husband comes home? What if he comes home? Listen, sweetheart, don't worry. He's not coming home. He has business to handle, and she has time to lay the path. And all paths lead to a destination. I think there's the full moon. It says full moon here. Full moon, I think there's 27 to 29 days from full moon to full moon. So they have time to spare, you know? And I think this is a real point that applies to us today is, you know, there's times where we can make a wise decision. We see we have all the resources to make a wise decision. But we say, you know what? I'm going to choose this decision. I'm going to make this decision over here. And you know what? God is going to have to forgive me when I ask for forgiveness. He's going to take that giant eraser out, erase my sin, and then God can't remember it. So now I have a clean slate. And we think that way sometimes. We manipulate God at times. Amen? We manipulate God at times instead of cooperating with him. And we say, you know what? If I do this, I can ask for forgiveness later. I can do that. But that's not how we are. We're not here to manipulate God, but we are here to cooperate with him. We are here to make sound judgment. We are here to grow in spirit and in truth. We are here to understand the mind and the wisdom and the understanding of God so our lives can be have reward and not consequences. And that's exactly what he's teaching. And God wants us to know, he speaks to the writer, direction determines destination. Direction determines your destination. I see, I work on campus with the men, young men, young women. And Quentin, he said he loved me. He loves me. And I'm like, I'm like, sweetheart, he does not love, in my head, I'm like, he does not love you. He is 19. I saw him talking to four other women before he got to you. Like, he doesn't love you. And then I hear the guys, man, I think she's the one. I'm like, oh, she is not the one. She's not the one. And it's like that direction. I'm like, direction, people. You got to know your direction. You got to have that sound judgment so that we can understand and make wise and tactful decisions. And Solomon is explaining to us, you know, these young women, young men, they want to I want to say, you know what? I like what you and Sarah have. You guys seem stable. You guys seem like you have everything going. And I'm like, I didn't find her in a strip club. You know what I mean? I did not find her at a party where we were drinking, getting drunk, and doing these things. Why? Because direction determines destination. If I want stability and I want rewards and I want a good wife, I don't find her in a place where people throw dollar bills at her. You know what I mean? That's not the place. That's not the place. Because direction determines destination, not my hopes, not my dreams. We don't get with people and then young people in these relationships. We don't get into with these people expecting to change them. Changing everything they've learned their whole lives, this path they've laid. We can't change that. In our professions, in our finances, we want to have a good retirement. It's not about the money, but we want to have a good retirement. We want to be financially stable. We can't go out and get credit cards and spend money. We want to be healthy. We got to change. We got to change your direction. If you're 360 pounds and you want to be healthier, you got to stop eating McDonald's every day. And this is basic stuff, but it's direction. It's basic, but we fall short every single day. Q, we get it. It's simple. It's simple, but not easy. Because our emotions and our intentions and our hopes and the things that we have, our dreams, get in the way of the direction we're supposed to be moving in. And we forget, direction determines destination. If heaven is this way and Satan is over here enticing me, if I'm moving in this way, what do I got to do? You got to change your direction. But my hopes and my dreams and... they take us and carry us far off into places we can't get back from. Verse 20, he has taken a bag of money with him. At the full moon he will come home. With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. And suddenly, he follows. He follows. Okay, I'm going to track me. Y'all race it up the aisle. Oh, no, that's cool. I'm going to start running with you guys. I'm going to take off. He says, suddenly he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter. And or one in fetters to the discipline of fools until an arrow pierces through his liver as a bird hastens to the snare. So he does not know that it will cost him his life. If he knew this was going to cost him his life, he would have made some different decisions. He would have switched and changed the direction in which he was moving. He would have. I'm not a farmer, but I've seen some, like I said, southeastern Oklahoma, I've seen some things now. I've seen hogs get slaughtered. I've seen cattle get slaughtered. I've seen them butchered. It's different, man. And it's clean, and it's a clean process. It was done professionally, but I looked it up on YouTube when I was looking this up. I was like, what does it look like when the slaughter? And I saw this little Asian man, and he was on YouTube, and he was leading this ox. And then the other guy is pushing him forward. And then out of the bottom right-hand side of the screen, this man comes up with like a machete and just slices the throat. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And blood is rushing everywhere. I'm like, that's inhumane. Like... But and I tell myself, if this ox knew where he was going, he would not have went so easy. And I'm like, sin does that to us, and it makes it seem easy and sweet and lovely, and then death comes. And that's what he was thinking. With her persuasion, she enticed him, and he followed her. And then it says, so he does not know that this is going to cost him his life. And I know every one of us has been in this, everyone in this room has been there. We wish we could have made it, we'd have made a different decision with our life. And when we make some of the decisions we made. Because we've been through some heartbreaking situations. We've been through some financial devastation. We've been through, in our marriages, we've been through some tumultuous times in our relationships, some daunting times. Because of the choices we make. And the destination it leads to. Verse 24 says, now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all of her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death. Direction determines destination. Not your hopes, not your dreams, not your intentions, but the direction you're moving in determines that destination. So, okay, Q, we get it. Direction determines destination. Cool, whatever. But what do you want us to do? What do we do? What do we do from here? And go to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. This is, like I said, I'm basic, but this is it. If we can accomplish this, our lives are changed forever in eternity, or in Christ and in the presence of God is where we will be. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5, it says this: trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Amen? Amen. Trust in the Lord. That's hard to do, right? That is hard to trust in the Lord, because we want to do it ourselves. He says, trust the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. However, in all of your ways, acknowledge God. And what? How many of the ways? What ways? All of them. Not 85%, not 10%. This is all of your ways. What does that look like? In your marriage ways, acknowledge God. In your entertainment ways, acknowledge God. In your education. In your dating ways, acknowledge God. In your morality ways, acknowledge God. In your religious ways, acknowledge God. In your Sunday ways, acknowledge God. Even in your sin, you need to acknowledge God, because He's the only one that can get you out of it. I can't get you out of it until you give it to God. I couldn't get myself out of it. I needed God. I had to call upon God. And every one of us in here need that blood of Jesus to call upon, so that we can get out of the situation that we're in. Amen. He says, in all of your ways, in your spiritual ways, in your speech, in your worship ways, in your humility, acknowledge God. And guess what the result is? He will make your paths straight. In our terms, He'll show you the way to go. He'll show you the way to go. So in all your ways, acknowledge God, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. So trusting in God in all your ways. God needs to be that your lifestyle. Everything. There was there's an African proverb that says this. I was thinking, you guys are looking at it. You would be that guy to bring the African proverb to us today. Yeah, you would be that guy. I am that guy. But it goes like this. It says this: the ruin of a nation begins in the homes of its people. The ruin of a nation begins in the homes of its people. And I also believe on the other side of that, the success of a nation begins in the homes of its people. And I think, and I know for a fact, you guys have a heart for the Lord. And I know the direction you guys are moving in is good. Because you're not settling. But I want to daydream out loud for just a second. Can you imagine what it would look like in your home if oh man, okay. I'm about a 10, I need about a 4 right now. So can you imagine what it would be like in your homes if you taught your children on a consistent basis, your children on how to love them, how to serve others more than serve self, or how to share, or how to speak about Christ Jesus without it being awkward, or how you can show Christ in your homes? Because if we can't show Christ out there, if you can't be in the home, if you can't express or have an influence on Christ in your home, I guarantee you the people out in the community will never believe you. And they will definitely not follow you to Christ, and they won't even see Him. It just won't happen. Because if He can't be a foundation in your life, how are you going to try to make a foundation of mine? How? I mean, it just ain't happening. I mean, it's not a word, but it's not happening. So again, I want us to be focusing on what the church, how we can change the people's minds and their hearts by expressing the love of God to them through our actions, but we have to figure out our direction first, because direction determines destination. Direction determines destination. If you have not been moving in the right direction, and you need to change, you need to change that direction, there's a time set aside, and there's going to be a song of encouragement that will be sung in a moment. But if you just need a hug, you need some encouragement, if you want to give thanksgiving to God and what He's done in your life, there's a time set aside for that. And we're family, right?
Amen.
Ain't nobody here judging anybody, because we all got issues, right? Amen. So y'all lying now. Hold on, let me get real with y'all for a second. Everybody in here has issues, amen?
Amen.
Okay, I was just making sure. Because we are human and we're not perfect. But if you're subject to the invitation, if you wanna get closer to God, if you wanna express that, you can come forward if you would like, or if you wanna go home and get inside the recesses of your heart and speak to God and change some things and change that direction, then you can do so. But if you have a need now, the time is now as we sing the song of encouragement. Direction determines destination.